Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Day one of week 25. Week 25 of this crap. Next week, at the end of next week, I guess, it'll be a full 6 months, a half a year that we've been in the lockdown. No real end in sight. Oh, that's a bummer. Everything will get better soon. Woo. Oh, you know what else happened over the weekend? On Saturday, John had to go to some fantasy football draft thing that some guy
had
was holding
to.
Up. Well, of course he wanted to, but it was they had it out on their porch or whatever the hell they did, supposedly. Uh-huh. You know, listen, John's pretty serious about the whole thing, so I'm sure it was safe right up until they had 12 beers each and he crawled home. So Saturday night he was gone, and Riley and I watched Contagion, which is early 2000s.
Yeah, that's a movie about what we're living right now. You watch
I know
that?
Well, I've been wanting to watch it because I never watched it back in the day, and look, that was a lot worse than this. Wow. And we still didn't do the lockdown and nobody wore masks. It was crazy. Like, they're even saying, like, Lawrence Fishburne is the star of it. Or one of the stars, I should say. Because it's actually, you know, they're telling all these different stories and stuff. And it's like, kind of reminded me of The Stand, you know, the whole Captain Trips thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is coming to, I think it's CBS All Access in December. And they've released a trailer. I'll send it to you, Bryn. We should put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because The Stand is such a great book. But anyway, so I was watching Contagion, and they're saying things like social distancing and the mask thing is, you know, brought up all the time. And it's and there's like war rooms where, you know, strategists are trying to figure out how we're going to present this to the world. And it's just how ugly the whole thing is and how nobody wants to do the hard thing. And I'm actually proud of the people who are doing the hard thing right now, which is, hi, it's week 25, day one of that. Happy Monday, everyone. You're doing the right thing. Well, unless you're not. Good morning, Mom. Okay, so anyway, let's go to the...
We're talking about Contagion with, like, Gwyneth Paltrow and...
Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah. Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. Kate Winslet. I mean, there's a million people in that. And then it gets to the point where they've actually figured out a vaccine, and then it becomes this like contentious thing where who's going to get the vaccine?
Well, right.
And then there's a guy who's out there on his like conspiracy theory website, and he's and it's Jude Law, and he's a scumbag who's like promoting this thing that doesn't even work and faking that he has the disease and shoots himself up with this.
Did you
I don't know.
It came out
02, 03, 97.
2011.
Oh my God, that was in 2011. Oh, wow. That's
hey, did they
prescient.
So when they're showing the masks portion of that defense, because see, this is, I'm sure the people who made the movie just worked with some virologists, the same people who are now coming out of the woodwork to help us through this or not, whatever. I wonder if there were arguments about the mask use the same way we're seeing in the general public now?
You know, this particular thing is happening so fast. Like, you get it, and 2 days later, it's over, and like a quarter of people who get it. So it's really fast. They don't really dwell on that, but it's just, but everyone is wearing masks, and they're in these lines. And then there was even a fight. There's a bunch of people waiting in line to get this fake drug that the Jude Law character is promoting. And there's one guy who's not wearing a mask and he starts coughing and everyone's like pissed off and you get your mask on, what are you doing? And then there's a riot and they're all jumping around in the pharmacy.
So there were, they could already see that. So that's like, these are things that you wouldn't know unless you knew this kind of stuff and knew, you know, people's attitudes about how you don't tell me, that kind of thing that you'd have to sort of predict that almost since we haven't seen it in our life. I keep telling my oldest daughter, who's able, my youngest is just walking around dizzy all the time. Look, I'm spinning. Yay. What the hell?
As she should be.
Right.
So let's keep the two-year-old, you know, completely innocent
clueless,
and dumb to
but
this.
But I keep
right.
telling my older one, like, look, this has never happened in my lifetime. I'm sorry it's happening to your, you know, your sixth year on the planet. I can't do anything to fix it, or I would, but it's hard to get that through to her because she doesn't.
No,
now she's now this
right.
is normal to her. Like,
right,
this happens, and I'm sitting here going, "This doesn't happen. This is not supposed to happen."
It's a well, and it at her age, you know, she's not worried about her job. She's only going.
No.
She's first grader. You know, this is the impact on her. While it's inconvenient, is low. I mean, there's
right.
you know.
Absolutely.
Isn't that a horrible thing that a pandemic and a lockdown are sort of normal? This is what's happened.
For her,
six months is like a tenth of her life, for God's sake. She's fully.
Yeah, no. And that's for her. It's about this social stuff. I want to go see my friends. I'm sorry. You can't play with your friends right now. That's not happening.
Right.
So,
but why?
Anyway.
Well, here's why. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that movie was, I actually felt like, oh man, thank God what we're dealing with isn't as murderous as this virus that they've all got.
Yikes.
So, you know, there was some good news. Boy, that's worse than the movie. Woo! Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman.
Mm-hmm.
He died on Friday, and it turns out that for 4 years he's been battling colon cancer. You know, he only got his first major role like 2 years before he was diagnosed. And he did all the major stuff that you know him for while he was suffering with this and in between bouts of chemo. I mean, I don't know how many people on set knew about this or how many of his close friends. I mean, it's not an easy thing to go through. But it was just out of them. I mean, the guy was 43 years old. He passed away on Friday, Chadwick Boseman, after a 4-year battle with colon cancer. He'd never revealed the diagnosis publicly. So everyone was, I was stunned. And then as you're reading it, like, oh my God, he was in the middle of this when he was Black Panther. The death was announced on his Twitter account with this message. It is with immeasurable grief that we confirm the passing of Chadwick. He was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2016 and it progressed to stage 4. A true fighter. Chadwick persevered through it all and brought you many of the films you have come to love so much, from Marshall to Defy Bloods, August Wilson's, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and several more. All were filmed during and between countless surgeries and chemotherapy. It was the honor of his career to bring King T'Challa to life in Black Panther. He died in his home with his wife and family by his side. I think it's just astonishing that he worked on. I don't know about you, but for me, if I got a cancer diagnosis, I feel like everything else in my life would come to a screeching halt. I mean, is that a selfish thing on my part? I'd just be like, I can't do anything else. This is what I'm dealing with right now. I'm amazed
and
impressed.
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I think that he had the reason people, one, I can't even say what the reason people love him for, but Black Panther, I believe, was the first black superhero.
Yep.
So there's the first opportunity people have to see someone that looks like them up on the screen in a role of a Superman, Batman, something
yep.
like that. But it's theirs. It's not forced. It's I think it came off very pure and very real and very cool for people, you know, young black people, black America in general. But he also did 42, which that movie about Jackie Robinson, that's a big role, a big important
yeah.
role. And he played.
And
so those are two sort of very iconic movie roles. And I have to believe he knew that work was important to people, more
Absolutely.
Important than just the simple movie role.
Right.
Which, you know, yes, makes you a celebrity and gives you money and puts it in your, you know, puts money in your pockets. But, you know, Jackie Robinson was a pivotal figure in, sure. in athletics for sure. And he's still celebrated all the time. In fact, his numbers retired throughout sport. You know, nobody wears 42.
I want to say that was the big breakthrough role for him, too. Mm-hmm. That was a couple of years before his diagnosis. And then he went on to do, he did the James Brown biopic, too. Which they say, you know, two characters couldn't have been further apart as far as people to play on screen. And I wonder, actually, if he had a few movies booked and one of them was Black Panther. And he thought, you know what? Because that would have been, that came out in 2017. So he would have been shooting that right when this all went down. So I wonder if he felt like, I need to do this. You know, I guess maybe if you're in the middle of important life's work, you would. I guess I'm just selfish or I scared or whatever it is. I just don't know. I don't know how much more I could do. I'd be like, I pretty much need to put all my energy into fighting this. I think
none of us
Alec,
can relate to. I know. Doing a movie is very different from any of our work, where our work is every day. And mm-hmm. a movie is a project where a whole giant group of people get together and they work every day, nonstop, long hours. But then when it's over, they split. And they don't probably see, you know, you see,
yeah.
You don't necessarily see any of those people ever again. So maybe each time he took a role, he sort of went, it's just this 6 months, or it's, you know what I mean? It
you know,
may have been more possible looking at it in small little chunks than now that we're looking at it all at
right.
once.
Speaking of the Jackie Robinson thing, he died on Major League Baseball's Jackie Robinson Day this year. It got actually moved because it was supposed to be in April. And as you just mentioned, he played Jackie, his first starring role was playing Jackie Robinson in 2013. Jackie Robinson Day was supposed to be April 15th. It was rescheduled because of COVID-19 delaying the start of the baseball season. Chadwick at the time posted a video about Jackie Robinson Day back in April, and fans were concerned. People were saying, wow, he looks really thin.
Oh.
And I'm sure people speculated that maybe he was losing weight for a role or whatever reason, but a lot of people commented on that. Friday was also the birthday of comic book artist Jack Kirby, who was the first person to draw Black Panther. Mm. Kirby died in 94, but Friday would have been his 103rd birthday. He may have hinted at his... Of course, now they're sifting through everything he's ever said, every interview he's ever done, looking for clues, as people do. Chadwick Boseman may have hinted at his diagnosis in 2017. An interviewer said, you've been through the ringer. And he responded, oh, you don't even know. You have no idea. One day I'll live to tell the story.
Oh.
I know. All the stars of the Avengers are paying tribute to him. Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Chris Hemsworth, Brie Larson, the Avengers directors, Joe and Anthony Russo, the Black Panther director, Ryan Coogler, Angela Bassett, who was his mom in Black Panther, the guy who played Spider-Man, Tom Holland. And also, there are little kids who are doing funerals for Black Panther with his doll. And one of them went viral. Let me see if I have that. I definitely grabbed the story, but I'm not sure. Oh, here it is. 7-year-old Kian Westbrook found out that Chadwick Boseman... had died. He began crying. He said, he was a good role model to me and black boys because he let me know black boys can be heroes too. This is him talking to CNN. When I found out he died, I felt very sad. I was crying. I couldn't stop talking about him. He placed his Black Panther toy in a shoebox wrapped in black silk. Surrounding the box were flowers and an award medal and then an Iron Man glove to honor another hero who died on screen. And then he had all his other superheroes.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. I mean, look, you're either you either know.
No,
I feel bad
kidding.
When I ruin stuff.
Just, right. No,
it's very touching.
Just,
oh, there he is. So there he is doing the Wakanda thing. Actually, I think it's right arm over left arm. And then there's another shot where his brothers and sisters are in the photo as well. But that's gone viral, and it's just he held a little memorial. Just heartbreaking. So anyway, rest in peace. Chadwick Boseman. I had no idea. No one did.
No one did.
It's incredibly sad. And, you know, in your short career, thank you for what I believe he has a movie in production.
You just said the name of it. I looked up his IMDb. I don't have it now. I closed it.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
That.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right. So I believe he's done shooting that. And so that'll be his sign-off piece. Couple of other deaths. Cliff Robinson, an NBA All-Star and a Survivor contestant. Remember him from Cagayan? Mm-hmm. He's dead at 53. Cause of death not immediately released, but he suffered a stroke in 2017 and underwent surgery for cancer last spring. So I'm going to assume that that's what happened. And another death. This is just so I can make it three. Linda Hamilton has a twin sister named Leslie Hamilton. They're old enough now at 63 that I don't think they look exactly the same, but they're really close. And I guess that Leslie Hamilton's one screen credit is in Terminator 2, where she did do body double work for Linda.
Oh, that's
I know.
Nice.
She, by the way, they're not releasing a cause of death, but she was an ER nurse. And she transitioned to working as a hospice nurse later in her career. So the first thing I thought of was, oh, crap, she got COVID or something. But they're not releasing the cause of death. So I'm sure we'll hear that at some point. Linda Hamilton's twin sister, Leslie, dies at 63. Her name is Leslie Hamilton Freyas. Boy, we're almost out of time. Let's talk really quickly about Big Brother. Was there anything in particular that grabbed you from last night?
No, I mean, I'm enjoying the show. I think it's going well. I do, you know, it's unfortunate when you see certain people get picked on and there's just no other way to refer to certain people as dead meat. Like, you know, they're just repeatedly honing in on certain people. And there's an alliance in place. And so, you know, I don't know when these people finally go, we know we're not with them. Let's get another group going.
Right.
It just hasn't happened. So if they don't do that, and these are so-called all-stars, but if they don't get another group together to combat the group that's crushing, then they're not going to ever, they're going to just be.
And it's not difficult to figure out who those people are. I mean, it's, you know, Kaser and Janelle had it the first week. Like, I don't know why Kaser isn't going, these people are working together and rounding up all the, you know, all the other kids. It's because really there's a lot of misfits and a lot of floaters right now.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the same way. I'm like, okay, so you guys are, this isn't an all-stars. This is just former players, people who've played before. And that we could get during the pandemic. Because this is not an all-star game. These people are not playing like they're all-stars.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know what to say about what it would look like. I mean, they definitely know the deal. They're good at the challenges. They're you know, I don't know. I just think there's a group that just needs to get off their butts and realize, like, hey, you know, the two that got put up last night, they need to, there's your next alliance. Like, guys, get together. What are you doing? You already should be together.
Exactly.
So I don't know, you know, when you hear these
people. Don on the phone?
Don.
Let's get Don on the phone.
Jeez.
Come on, guys.
But no, I don't have any real thing to add. I did watch it. I enjoyed it. And then I hit the hay.
Yeah, it's great. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Divorces during the pandemic are up or down?
Oh.
I'll tell you after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.